My mother and them used to make tater bread out of what's called tater pone. Well, it'll be stiff. You take that thing, if you didn't drink water every time you take a mouthful, it'll choke you. It'll be stiff, and they can make a tater bread out of it, and the other would be sweet, sweet. What you used to call the Puerto Ricans way back them days, Puerto Ricans. And now they've got the name of so many things, so probably the name the same thing twice.
Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Rican dancing halls and all like that.
Uh-huh. What did this tater cone look like?
Looked like cornbread.
Was it round or long?
Round or long. It's according to what kind of pan you put baking in.
Uh-huh.
If you bake it in a round pan, it'll be round. If you bake it in a bread pan, they had a pan, a square pan, they call it a bread pan.
Mm-hmm.
Put in that bread pan, it'll be about 8 inches, about 8 inches, 7 inches one way, and about 14 another.
Mm-hmm. But either way, you call it a pone.
Yeah, tater pone.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about something that comes in green, it comes in big leafy?
Oh, that's a cabbage?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got some of them out there, and cabbages are... Something to stick out,
uh-huh.
Or plant either one. You can plant them and stick them out, and they come up and make a hard head.
Uh-huh.
Hard head, it's called a hard cabbage.
Say if you wanted to buy several of those, you'd ask for three, what?
Okay. Well, you go pick them up, and then they'll take them and weigh them. Three heads of cabbage. I want three uh-huh. heads of cabbage, or four heads of cabbage. They call them heads of cabbage. That's what they call them. You want three or four, you say.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people use that word heads talking about children? Like if you have five children, to say you have five heads of children?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, children, I got five head of children.
Uh-huh.
I got three head of children, 10 head of children, 15 head.
Uh-huh. Would people say that?
Uh-huh.
Just, it was serious?
Yeah, that's a good answer. It's a good answer, isn't it? That's a real answer. They just started talking about I got... So many children, I got 10 head of children. How many children you got? I got 10 head. A lot of them are out of a year.
Uh-huh.
How many children you got? I got 10 head if they're small.
Uh-huh.
10 head of children.
What if someone had about 15 children? You'd say he really had of children?
A bunch of children. A lot of children, either one.
Do you ever hear people say a passel?
A cow passed their children, some people say.
A what?
Cow passed their children.
Uh-huh.
Some say you got a cow passed their children, there's no more like of that.
What did that mean?
Just like a cow passed, you know a whole lot of children, you know a cow passed. The cow, there'd be a lot of cows passed. Well, you got a cow passed their children.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear passel, though? People say passel of children? What about right smart?
Right smart?
Mm-hmm. He has a right smart of children.
Yeah, they say that. You got a right smart of children. I got a right smart of children. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How else would people use that word right smart?
Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Right smart and plenty mean the same thing on that term. Say right smart and then plenty children.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What else would you say right smart about besides children?
I wouldn't know him nothing now.
Would you say you have a right smart of money or?
Oh yeah, it's a right smart of anything. I got a right smart of cow, a right smart of chicken, a hog, money. Any living something like that. You wouldn't say I had a right smart of land. You wouldn't say nothing like that.
What would you say about land?
You say I got a plenty of land. Pretty good stretch of land,
uh-huh.
Quite a few acres of land, something like that.